Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Kalayim Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalad. And today's Mishnah's are being learned with Chosrav Shalom Zalman Zugos Maras Yedav Chayetz Chalatim. They should be benched with a Sachat Sachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And we continue talking about Kalayim of Begadim, otherwise known as Shatnes. Mishnah Gimel says Mitchayes Hayadayim, hand towels, Mitchayes Hasfarim, the covers of the Sefer Torah, Mitchayes Hasfug, towels that are meant for soaking up a lot of water. Sfug in modern day Hebrew is like sfug, a sponge. These would otherwise be known as bath towels. In Behemishum Kalayim, there's no issue of Kalayim, there's no issue of Shatnes. That's because a person simply uses these either as towels just to dry up water on himself or as a cover of a Sefer Torah. He's not going to wear it at all, and therefore there's no problem of shatness. However, Rabbi Lezer Asers, and we paskin like Rabbi Lezer, that's because sometimes a person is going to use a hand towel to cover his hand to warm it up, or a bath towel a lot of times people wrap around themselves, provides him with warmth. The cover of the Sefer Torah might be laid across his lap, and that's going to provide him with benefit. The Mishnah concludes with a halacha that even the Tanakam agrees to, umitvchas hasaparim, the apron that the barber puts on you to prevent the hair from getting all over your clothing, Asuris Mishum Kalayim, that is also because of Kalayim, since it's being worn by the person, not necessarily a garment, but it's definitely protecting him, so therefore there would be an issue of shatness over here. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Tachwiche Ames, burial shrouds. These are the Tachwichim that a dead person is buried in. Umir Das Shel Chamar, and the saddle which is on top of the donkey, and Behem Mishum Kalayim, there's no issue of Kalayim. A person who's not alive isn't Chayv in Mitzvahs anymore, therefore the Tachwichim are allowed to be shatness. A saddle's allowed to be shatness as well, since it's very hard, we're not afraid that any of it is going to wrap itself around him and provide him with any sort of benefit. He's sitting on top of it. It's not going to be on top of him. Therefore, a saddle is allowed to be shatness. Now, even though he's allowed to sit on the saddle, which is shatness, he's not allowed to put it on his shoulder. Even if he wants to take out garbage or manure and place it on the saddle's just there as a buffer in between him and the zevel. It's still usher. That's because the pasuk says, "Ubeged kilayim shatnes lo yale olecha." And something which is shatness, even though he's not necessarily wearing it, is not allowed to be placed on top of him. And he's taking this mirdas, this saddle, which is shatness, and placing it on top of him. That's usher. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.